Villa Gordiani is named after the imperial family from the 3rd century AD, to which it generally attributed the property of the entire complex, although this identification is hypothetical because the literary source describes the imperial residence in Via Prenestina without defining the precise location. Some thinking makes in the 50s and 60s show us the presence of a villa belonging to the late Republican age, comprehending a residential dome with an atrium and a rustica within the warehouse and service environments. On the northern part of the street you can find the monumental remains, the round mausoleum dating back to the 4th century AD, the adjacent basilica of the funerary kind of the Constantinian age, two tanks and two halls of the second half of the 3rd century AD. The dome was filled with amphoras to lighten the weight. In the 13th century a tower was raised, supported by a huge cylindric pillar on which was set the stairs that brought to various stories. This was used as a side tower and was then conquered in 1422 from Colonna's army. In 1571 the tower became property of Vincenzo Rossi dello Schiavo and the tower was then named Torre de Schiavi on his honor. On the right side of Prenestina Street you can notice the ruin of a big tank with a square plant of the 2nd century AD. On the street some tombs arise, like the Columbarium in the corner with Olemano Romano Street at the beginning of the 1st century AD. The Columbarium, the small tanks and the vestibule, datable between the 2nd and 4th century, are from the area next to the villa. The monumental entrance to the villa is an octagonal hall, probably dated to the end of the 3rd century, beginning of the 4th century. Gordiani's mausoleum is from the late imperial era and is divided into two stories, one on the first floor where we can find niches where sarcophagus were set, on the second floor was destined to the feast in honor of the dead. They were celebrated on the anniversary of his death. The structure is built on a cylindric base in three steps. The anterior mansory was lightened with an addition of an empty amphoras. Next to the mausoleum was found a basilica with a circular form which was used for funerary events and a burial site for the first Christians. This also had a circular form and was composed with three naves.